This is Mr. Biggs. This episode of the Snowplow Show is brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Corporation for Public Phone Pranking, and from listeners like you.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show here on Frank Cool Nation. We'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation. Roy's not a hobo, he is your host. He drinks Four Loko with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin. The LA for the win.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad, and this is episode 840. It's brought to you by Rick B, Climatiz, Javello, Audi Love, and Lord and Lady of Veggies. Those are just five of the people that support us over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks, everybody, for doing that. I have a few things to tell you about. Number one, there's a brand new boner sode out. You remember boner sodes from the Another Prank Call Show guy, King Richard? He's decided to try and make me look bad by releasing free boner sodes. He's like, are you tired of paying for hobo sodes? Here, I'm going to make boner sodes and give them away for free. Take that, Brad. So to hear that, go to anotherprankcallshow.com. That was released a little over a week ago. And there's also that other episode he did back in July of last year. Mr. I Quit Forever keeps making shows. There's also a PLA corporate comic on that page, and there's some new stuff on there too. Just forget about this show and go over there and just start looking at their stuff. I don't mind. Go ahead. Also, there's a brand new Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls out. I think that was also released last week, and that's at worldofprankcalls.com. There's some pretty good stuff in there. And I released a couple of long prank videos on YouTube. You know, here's 10 hours of prank calls to relax to. And then I did another one, 12 hours of chill prank calls. I'm trying to get in the algorithm, you guys. But I learned some hard lessons while making those. Like, if I have any copyrighted music in them, then YouTube will be like, well, that's fine. We'll just take over your advertising and put commercials at every 10 minutes in your 10-hour long video. So I had to fix that one and get rid of the commercial music and re-upload it. But anyway, if you're in the mood to hear 22 hours of prank calls all in a row with no commercial interruptions and no music, and sadly, I'm sorry to say, no voicemails, then you're in luck. Go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and there are two of them recently. I made those because of a suggestion that MC Lars gave me, I think last year. He wanted me to make a 12-hour video of nothing but prank calls, so I did. You're welcome, MC Lars. I made two of them, and I'm going to make some more, too, because you all seem to like him. I really wanted to make a 24-hour video of prank calls, but it tells me my limit is 12 hours, and I found out last night that I can ask for a limit increase. If they don't give it to me, though, I'll just do a few more 12-hour videos and put those up on YouTube every once in a while. Jim!
Yeah?
Oh, Jim, thank God you answered. It's your neighbor.
Who is this?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry for calling so late.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. I just wanted to apologize for calling so late.
Roy, why are you calling?
What's going on?
Who are you, Roy?
This is your neighbor. It's Roy.
What neighbor? Where do you live?
I live way down the street. I'm on Yulin Road.
What's your street?
Hey, calm down. Don't yell.
No, I'm asking you a question. What street, Roy?
Oh, Cloverleaf Drive.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye, Roy. Do not call this number again.
Hey, I'm sorry for calling so late. He's not willing to accept my apology. I wonder if his wife would if I called up her cell phone. Renee?
Who is this?
Oh, hey, is this Jim?
Why are you calling me?
Oh, I wanted to apologize for calling so late. That's all.
No. What do you mean? Oh, why'd you call?
I called to apologize for calling so late.
Why did you call in the first place?
That's the first place. That's just, you know, it's pretty late.
Well,
right now.
You called for a reason. You didn't call to apologize.
No, I did. That's the exact reason I'm calling to apologize, and you just hung up on me, so I'm calling Renee's cell phone.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
I don't know who you are.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you calling these numbers. I don't know what you're calling. What are you calling for in the first place?
Okay, well, I won't call anymore. I felt bad about calling so late, so I'm calling to apologize.
Well, why would you call in the first place?
To apologize, sir.
Apologize for what? If you didn't call, you wouldn't have to apologize.
Jim, you're getting real irritating.
I'm getting real irritated.
You need to knock it off with your attitude. I'm
why
sorry.
Why would you call in the first place?
To apologize for calling
for
so late.
Well, if you didn't call, you wouldn't have to apologize. Why did
that
you call?
That doesn't make sense.
You don't make sense. You know what? Do not call these numbers again.
Hey, were you sleeping when I called?
Absolutely.
Okay, what were you dreaming about? And straight to hang up, just like they always do when I ask that question. I'm calling up some numbers that Joe sent to me. It's from a directory which I think is an old people's home. I mean, not an old people's home. It's a bunch of townhomes in a very large neighborhood, and I don't know, a lot of the names here are old people names. So maybe it's not strictly old people, but there are a lot of old people living in this area. What sucks is they won't have yards that they care about, because it's all shared property, you know? But at least I can apologize for calling so late. Even though, what's the point at this point? That guy's reaction just then, Jim, that was perfect. That's everything I wanted out of this prank. And he goes and gives it to me on, like, my second call. What a dick. We like the slow burn, Jim. You went and ruined it for us. Hello?
Hey, Spam.
What?
Spam? Hello?
I'm not Spam. I'm your neighbor. Is this Kurt?
Yeah.
You forgot to say hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry for calling so late.
Well, who is this?
This is Roy. I live down the road.
Oh, you got the wrong number.
What? No, I don't. It's Kurt and Sue.
I live
in this neighborhood. I'm just calling to let you know. I'm sorry for calling so late. I'm apologizing.
Okay, thank you.
I'm apologizing.
Right. Thank you.
I live on Wedgwood, asshole.
Okay, see ya.
Bye. That was extremely rude. I'm going to change my number, I guess, to Kurt's number. So Kirk can get my callbacks, but I got to get myself a new phone number in this area. I don't know how to make the spam thing go away on my account. People need to stop reporting me.
Hello.
Hi, Judy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank God you picked up. It's your neighbor, Roy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roy. Who's Roy? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not on your street.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for calling this late.
I don't even know what time it is.
Oh, man, it is almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
It's 2:51.
Okay.
Wow, that's so late.
It is.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I won't do it again.
Did you need something, Roy?
Oh, no, I was just calling to apologize, that's all.
Oh, apologize for calling me?
Yeah, for calling so late.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's almost 3 in the morning. It's kind of a ridiculous time to call. I'm really sorry about this.
Okay. See ya.
Were you dreaming? Judy? Are you taking me to bed with you? This is a little awkward. Judy? Oh, maybe I should have kept quiet.
You've reached George and Ann. Leave your number. We'll call you back. Thanks.
Ann, George, are you there? It's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello. Are you there? Pick up. It's your neighbor. It's Roy. It's kind of important. I live around the corner. Hello. Pick up.
Hello.
Oh, thank goodness you picked up. Oh, man, thank goodness.
Who are you?
Ann, it's Roy. I'm calling to apologize for calling so late.
Well, I don't even know you.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know you either. I mean, you're in the directory. I'm really sorry that I called so late. Ah, that's like the third answering machine I've done like that, trying to get them to pick up. And on the other two, I just had to give up because they refused to come to the phone, but they're going to have an interesting message waiting for them, begging them to pick up the phone, and they'll never know what it was about.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm unable to take your call right now. Please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Bill. Bill, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello. Are you there? Bill, wake up.
Hello.
Oh, thank goodness. Bill. Bill?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to call this late.
What's going on?
I'm just calling to apologize for that. I really shouldn't be calling this late. Very sorry.
Who is this?
It's Roy.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I don't really know you that well either. I'm over on Wedgwood Court.
Why are you calling me now? You got the wrong number.
No, I don't. It's I'm calling to apologize.
For what?
For calling you so late. This is Bill, right, on the court?
Okay, good night. Thanks for calling.
I'm just calling to apologize. Why are you being a dick? Another apology not accepted. I should be writing this down, doing like an official study of how many people accept my apology and how many people don't accept my apology.
Hello?
Hi, Wendy?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
My neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't live on your street. I'm more over there on Wedgwood Court.
On which court?
Wedgwood.
No, you've got the wrong number.
I'm in the neighborhood next to you.
I don't know Wedgwood Court.
You're in those townhouses.
I'm not in a townhouse. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I'm sorry for calling so late. I'm really sorry. Wendy? Wendy, hello? Did you fall back asleep? Wendy? Wendy, wake up. I'm going to have to hit touch tones at you. Wendy. Oh, she hung up. I was getting ready to hang up on her because I didn't hear anything. I was going to let her get some sleep. And I just realized I went too far over on this map. I was looking at a normal neighborhood and not their cute little townhouse neighborhood where they probably know all the street names because there's like 5 of them. So I got to be more careful with that. I'm blowing my cover.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello.
Mary.
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Jenny.
Who is this?
Oh, this is your neighbor. It's Roy. I live down the road a little bit.
Roy?
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize for calling late.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call so late.
Oh, what can I do for you?
Well, that's it. Just accept my apology, and I guess we're all done.
Well, why did you call so late?
Oh, I called to apologize for calling so late. Because, I mean, it's like after 3 in the morning right now.
Oh, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, it's Jenny. I said the wrong name at first.
And your name is Roy. What is your address?
I'm down here in the 3100 block of Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry for calling so late.
I know, Roy, but why are you calling me anyway?
Oh, I was calling to apologize because I'm calling so late.
For
it's,
what?
It's like 3:09 right now.
I understand that, but why are you calling in the beginning? Why do you want to talk to me?
Well, that is the reason. I know I shouldn't be calling this late, and I know I have a, a different work schedule than most people, but I'm really sorry for calling this late.
Can you tell me your address again?
I'm not trying to make excuses. I just...
I know. What is your address again?
3105.
3105. Okay, yeah. Roy. Yep. You have a great night.
Were you sleeping?
Yes, but I really wasn't. I really wasn't because I have to babysit my granddaughter today.
Oh. So you weren't dreaming then.
And my husband, or not my son, I'm waiting for him to call me. That's why my phone was by my bed, because if he works construction, so if yeah. it's raining, he usually doesn't go to work.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
All right, Roy.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry.
Okay.
All right. I hope your son calls.
Me too. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that one was weird. She's expecting a call at this time of night, or this time of morning, I guess. By the way, the joke's on these people because it's only 12:11 for me right now. It's early in the evening still, but these people are all in bed and dreaming, except for that lady.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Lynn.
Yes?
It's Roy. It's your neighbor.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I'm so sorry to call this late.
What's up?
Well, it's just, you know, it's like 3:15 now. I'm really sorry to be calling so late. I just wanted to call and apologize for that.
Okay.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Were you sleeping?
Okay.
You're sleeping, I guess?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Were you dreaming?
No. Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm sorry to call so late.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. That was a boring one.
Hi, you have reached 276-49. Please leave a message.
Roger. It's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello, are you there? Roger. Hello, pick up the phone. Pick up. Roger. Roger. Marine. It's your neighbor. It's Roy. I think we got disconnected earlier. I was talking to Roger. Are you there? I think I hear you breathing. Unless that's my breathing and it's echoing back at me. Are you hitting buttons? Roger? Hello? That's a weird noise. What is that? Roger? Roger, what's that noise? What are you doing? It sounds like you're ringing a bell. And I can definitely hear you breathing. And there, I just heard you stop breathing because I made you self-conscious of your breathing. Hold on, I'm going to try your cell. Well, I'm still on your machine.
Hello, this is Roger. Please leave your name and number. Thank you.
Roger. Roger, pick up your cell phone. Pick up. Roger, why aren't you talking to me? It's Roy. Okay, he hung up as soon as his own cell phone hung up. That wasn't me hanging up on his home phone. But now I have his wife's cell phone. There's a lot of numbers in this directory. Let's see if that one by chance picks up.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Darn. All right, well, mark them off the list, I guess. They're not getting any apologies from me.
Hello?
Hi, Susan?
Yeah, this is Susan.
Oh, thank goodness she picked up. It's your neighbor, it's Roy?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm so sorry to call this late.
That's okay.
Okay. Were you sleeping?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. I just wanted to apologize. I'm really sorry for calling so late.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. That's about it. That's about it. I just wanted to apologize because I'm calling so late. It's like 3:25 right now.
So all right, good night.
What?
Good night.
Why are you talking so loud? All of a sudden, she was so concerned until she realized why I was calling.
Hello?
Oh, Judy?
Who is this?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy. I live over on Drive.
Yes?
Oh, I'm so sorry to call this late. I'm sorry for calling so late. Judy? Judy. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to call up Judy's husband. Have a talk with him about Judy's attitude.
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
I was just talking to that wife of yours and she hung up on me.
Who are you?
Oh, this is your neighbor. It's Roy. I'm sorry to call.
Who?
It's Roy, your neighbor. I'm sorry I'm calling so late.
I don't have a neighbor named Roy.
Yes, you do. I live over on Drive.
What's your address?
2127. But don't come over now. Don't come over this late.
Why would I?
I don't know. Why are you asking for my address?
Well, I don't know you. Why are you calling me?
I don't know you. I'm just calling because I'm sorry about calling so late. I wanted to let you know I was sorry about that.
Why'd you call?
To let you know I'm sorry that I'm calling so late.
Well, why are you an asshole?
Well, I don't think I'm being an asshole. I'm saying I'm sorry.
Well, you're an asshole if you're calling me at this hour.
Yeah, I know. It's like 3:30 a.m. right now. It's crazy. I shouldn't be calling.
So why are you calling? Why are you an asshole?
I'm calling to apologize.
Why are you apologizing? That you can't help. You're an asshole.
Well, no, I can't help being a nice person and apologizing for calling so late.
Well, you should be an asshole for that.
You're not even making any sense, sir. Were you sleeping?
No shit. 3:30 in the morning, moron.
I think you're still dreaming or something, or you're still
asleep.
Yeah,
you're a moron. Do you know that? You're a jackass.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
Why don't you come down to my house?
Right now?
I got a present. Yeah, I got a present for you.
What is it?
Oh, come on down and find out.
No, this sounds like a trick.
Oh, it's more than a trick.
Wait, can you put your phone up to the mouth? I can't hear you when you pull it away like that.
Oh, it's okay. You don't worry about what I do.
Hey, if I see you, I'm going
to... I want you to know...
I'm going to kiss you in the mouth.
I got this recorded.
Okay.
So as soon as we're done, this is going to the police.
Can I record it too?
We're going to nail your ass.
Can I get a copy?
No, you're gonna get a copy. Why, fucking jerk.
Why are you going to nail my ass? That sounds a bit homoerotic.
Why are you an asshole?
I'm just called to apologize. You keep calling me names like we're in grade school.
I like calling you names because you're a fucking jerk.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes you
Is
feel
it okay
better.
If I call you a jerk? You're a jerk?
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. I get it.
Okay, how old are you?
If it makes you feel better.
How old are you?
Oh, the one that's called me like seven names now is asking how old I am?
Yeah. Huh?
All I was doing was calling to apologize.
Okay, apology accepted. How old are you?
If I ever see you...
What's your name?
If I ever
What's
see you, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth, sir.
What's your name? How old are you?
I'm going to touch your lips.
You're going to touch my lips?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure, you are. With my lips.
Yeah. Why are you retarded?
And my tongue. Oh, a new word. You did it. You came up with a new one.
I know. What's your name again?
You don't remember?
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Well, if you'd stop calling me so many other names and call me by my real name, then you wouldn't have this problem, would you?
What is it? Buddy? Buddy? Is your name Buddy?
No, it's Roy.
Roy. Roy who?
Yeah. Yeah.
Roy McIlroy. Are you Roy McIlroy, the golfer?
I don't know who that is because I don't know anything about golf.
Well, you're stupid then, huh?
No, it just means I don't really keep up with golf. I don't know any of the golfers' names. You could say I'm ignorant, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess you are ignorant, huh?
That'd be more accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, why is Judy such a bitch?
Fuck you. You know that asshole?
Well, don't get mad.
Don't call my wife a bitch.
Well, she's a total bitch. She hung up on me.
Good. Because watch this, moron.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have inappropriate dreams about Judy tonight. Oh, I think he hung up too quick to hear that. Man, all those names he called me. That was terrible. My self-esteem really took a hit on that call. I don't know if I'm going to recover. I think I'm going to have to quit soon.
You have reached 4830. We can't take your call at the moment, but if you leave a message, we'll get back to you as quickly as possible. Thanks, and have a beautiful day.
Peg, are you there? Hello, Peg? It's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello. Pick up the phone if you're there, please.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Peg.
Yes?
Thank goodness you picked up. I'm so sorry to call this late.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have called so late. It's, oh boy, look at the clock. It's 3:38 a.m. Peg? Oh, Peg didn't like that.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Deborah?
Who's calling?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Okay.
I'm so sorry to be calling this late.
Okay.
Hey, did you guys have an Easter egg hunt? Okay, she doesn't want to talk about Easter egg hunts. I didn't want to either. I guess I can't bring up other things really, though, because then I have a reason for calling. I want my reason to be to apologize. So why am I doing these calls today? I'll tell you why. The other day in my comments, I was going through, on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it was YouTube comments. It could have been somewhere else. But somebody, and I don't remember who, and I'm very sorry to not remember who and to not give you credit, but you said that I should do the calls again where I call up people late at night and apologize for calling so late at night. I always thought those were really hilarious or something like that, and I don't remember doing those at all. Definitely sounds like something I would do, so I'm doing it, and it's kind of fun. So thank you, whoever suggested me doing this. Oh, look at this. It's a Hal and Lois. Oh, the memories of Hal and Lois.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Oh, wow. Okay, Lois is being a real bitch. Not picking up her phone at nearly 4 in the morning. So I guess let's try Hal's phone. He'll pick up for sure. Hal?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
It's Roy. It's your neighbor. I've been trying to call Lois.
Who is it?
It's Roy, your neighbor. I live down the road, kind of around the bend. I'm really sorry to call so late.
What? Why are you calling?
Just to apologize. Because I normally wouldn't call this late, but, you know, it's just I've had trouble sleeping this week, and my work schedule's changed. So I'm sorry for calling so late.
Why are you calling?
I'm calling to apologize for calling so late.
Apologize for what?
I told you why, for calling so late. It's, oh, sir, Christ, it's 3:51 in the morning right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't be calling this late. I'm really sorry.
This is stupid. I don't know who you are.
What do you mean this is stupid?
Goodbye.
My apology? How fucking rude. All right, I'm going to end it there. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's experiment. It looks like I did these calls for 1 hour and 43 minutes. So just remember, when you see how many pranks are left in the show after I do my editing, that's how much garbage I took out. You're welcome for that. Stop complaining. I'm probably going to forget that I ever did this prank again. So someday, somebody remind me. Be like, Brad, I always liked those calls you did where you called and apologized for calling so late. And I'll be like, what are you talking about? That's not me. I don't do that. Okay, voicemail time.
Hey, Roy, it's Lard Lord.
Hey.
One thing I've always wondered is, do you own any physical copies of the White Pages? And if so, of which one is of the most recent year? Love you. Shout out Llama Epidemic.
No, you shout out Llama Epidemic. I do own a few copies of White Pages, only because listeners will send me copies of the White Pages every once in a while. And sometimes I use them, but hardly ever, because really it's easier just to use the stuff that people email to me. So no need to send me White Pages, everybody. Although I appreciate everyone that has, and I have used them occasionally, like, for example, the wheelchair ramps prank calls from the post office. That was all from a phone book. Just because I knew they would all use the same post office. And how recent is my most recent phone book? I'm not going to check, but I'm pretty sure it's 2021. I remember somebody gave me an updated phone book to an older one that they had. And I usually throw out the phone books once they're, I don't know, 5 years old. By the way, you remember that post office lady? I think she was the postmaster in that area, or the head postmaster, whatever they call them. I really wanted to talk to her again, and I tried my best to get a hold of her. She retired soon after my phone calls, I think because she thought she was crazy after my calls. And she's like, you know what, I think none of this really happened, and maybe I'm just not suited to be the general postmaster anymore, especially when the mayor won't even talk to me. I think her name was Sandy, and I tried to call her at work. They told me she was retired, so I got her last name, and I tried to look her up at a home number, and I think I had a good home number for her, but she would just never answer, probably because her real home is in the local asylum. Thanks to the show. You're welcome, Sandy.
Hey, this is Randall from Paraland, Texas.
Hey, Randall.
I was calling to tell you, you do have that sweet voice of an angel, so
thanks.
For probably 2.5 years now, I've fallen asleep to the sound of your voice. And
yes, how would you like the 10 hours and 12 hours of prank calls that I put up on the main PLA channel? Hopefully you enjoyed those, but probably not because there's no voicemails.
Today I went to a Houston Astros game. On my drive home, I was listening to you and almost Pavlov's law. I just started getting super drowsy while I was driving. Not to say I don't listen to you during the day, I do, but just thought that was interesting. Wondered if it happened to other listeners.
Maybe. Bye. I think you almost died. That's my plan, to kill people while they're driving by putting them to sleep.
Campbell, Savannah, Georgia, your show kind of fucking sucks, but is that symbol based off the Grateful Dead? Bye.
He wants to know if the PLA bell is based off the Grateful Dead? No, it's not. There's yellow in it. There's no yellow in the Grateful Dead logo. Come on. I designed that back in the 90s when, I mean, I knew of the Grateful Dead, but I didn't know anything. You know, I didn't know they had a logo, but maybe I saw the logo somewhere subconsciously and it was just kind of in my head, and really I did copy it, but I don't think so, because the PLA bell, everyone's like, yeah, you should put a crack in it. It'll be like the Liberty Bell with the crack in it. And I'm like, fuck you, everybody. I'm just going to put a lightning bolt through it because it'll look cooler. But that was probably my subconscious talking. I didn't mean to steal the Grateful Dead logo, but apparently I did. I mean, sort of. It's just a little similar. Really, I stole the Bell logo and put a lightning bolt through that.
Hey, man, my name is Josh. I just wanted to let you know, man, I've been depressed. I drive for Uber all day. I'm tired of listening to...
I put you to sleep, didn't I? I'm so sorry. Did you crash? Did you kill one of your customers?
The same songs on the radio. And I came across you on YouTube, man, and... So when I got passengers in the car and they having their loud business conversations and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my rent, I really appreciate the laugh, man, that the show brings me. Just wanted to say thanks, man. Keep it going.
That's great. You're welcome. Hopefully you let your customers listen to the Snowplow Show. I think they need it too.
My name is St. Alfonso. I am stuck in South Texas. I wish everyone a very merry Feliz Navidad.
Thanks.
And maybe Kaliki Maka King Yono.
Yeah, why not?
And Yvistan Tigan Ashwa.
Okay.
And everybody have a very nice day.
I'm going to assume that you said all the important things that you needed to say in this voicemail, and I will delete the other two that you left immediately after this one, because it looks like you're just talking about acid trips in that one and hallucinations in this one. Nobody wants to hear that.
Hey, Bradley Carter.
Hey.
Hey, man, I just had a quick question.
You know, when I was a kid, everybody said my last name like that because of that stupid fucking Welcome Back Cotter show. Everybody did it. It was annoying. Thanks for bringing back the memories.
And you don't have to make it long or anything, but how do you make one of those thoughts like Beverly? Is there a software you use?
Yeah.
If you could point me in the right direction, that would be amazing.
Okay, thanks, well, dude. First, you got to set up an Asterisk server because it runs on Asterisk. So that's step one. Set up Asterisk, get it working, and then install Beverly. There's your instructions. You can download the Beverly bot at worldofprankcalls.com/Beverly. It has her phone numbers on there and the files you can download to make Beverly work on your Asterisk system. It's pretty easy. You might want to start with installing LennyBot. L-E-N-N-Y. That's what Beverly Bot's based on. And there's probably more help documents out there on the internet for LennyBot. But once you know how to install LennyBot, then you will know how to install BeverlyBot. And there are some other bots out there that are amazing. I don't know if they're for public use, but maybe the people that own them can let me know. Like, is it MBots that owns quite a few of them? Is that you, MBots? Are we allowed to give out those numbers? Do they have websites? Would you like me to list your bot phone numbers on the BeverlyBot page? I can do that if you want me to.
Hey, Brad Benet Ramsey.
Hey.
This is Gozer from the 618.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to call you about Snowplow Show episode 569. Oh, yeah. It's really a great show. It's a Tenants from Hell episode.
Thank you.
In it, you get called a stalker for putting license plate readers up at the front of the complex.
I remember doing that.
And you also got pissed off at some people who had you on speakerphone, so you called them back and gave them a taste of their own medicine. It was really hilarious.
How? I don't have a speakerphone here, unless I called them on my cell phone.
I think everybody should go listen to that show right now, 569. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, bye.
Everybody do it. Let's all do it together, and that way I can stop playing voicemails, and we can end the show. Everyone go listen to the Snowplow Show, episode 569. Apparently, it's a good one. I remember doing that one with the license plate readers. I don't remember how it all turned out, but Dozer says it's amazing, and you can always trust Dozer. So that's where we're going to end today's show. Thank you, Rick B, Climatiz, Javello, Audi Love, and Lord and Lady of Veggies. You people are the tits. And I don't say that lightly, everybody. I love you all, and you're all the tits. Well, I know you did something in your life, right? How? You're rocking with more or less than Wordberg right now. And this is our house. Forget about a mortgage. When it comes to beats and rhymes, there's no shortage. For sure, kids, save the cues for Tom Power. Our songs play from the raw to your mom's shower. Own the microphone. Nope, I'm not a renter. Who needs a condo? I got a condenser. Like podcasters do, live at the BBQ. See, the unit is a coal man. The heat is my own man. Get busy grilling or get busy dying. Here to light it up and it's the fuel we're supplying. Ain't no denying, like there's no soliciting. Sign so be kind and ring that bell before you're entering. Stay for a time, enjoy these tunes that you're hearing. We use a mic appliance, only time it's cool to spin on this. Wordberg and more or less, we serving you with the best. Words and the verse is perfect for any guest. Spit fresh, rhyme around the clock, never rest. At home on the mic, it's a permanent address. More or less in Wordberg, you remember the names. The residents whose last known address never changed. The neighbors don't complain if we get too loud. We don't move off the mic, we just move the crowd. Yo, wherever we roam, the mic is our locale. So pal, let it be known, we got the vocals to stay put. We're not going out. A song I made took inspiration from real life, real hype, real. Live on the mic, it's always in the periphery. So I never worry about missing a delivery. Spitting these out till we flood the basement. Hit Long and McQuaid for our home renovation. More or less. Home renovator. Yeah. Yo, box talk crap, no backflow valve installed. Flows tight, there's no plumber that I have to call. Hold tight, find a chair, relax. I'm real glad you came through. We got more food than snacks. Enough to serve dudes, even those who will act disrespectful to a couch negligent with a coffee table. Rock turntables and mics with cables. Next drawers rock the house. It's Lesson Wordberg with the skills for the lecture. Got you paying attention like a building inspector. The best time to rock a mic is right now. So make a down payment every time I get down. No doubt. Flow freshly, professionally on the microphone, permanent residency. Yo, this is underground music. Karaoke in your basement. Friends and fam in the placing. Sneaky neighbors, stay adjacent. Stay out our biz, which is to get biz. These kids have no replacement. Permanent address, now I'll never get clear. This is where I eat, I'ma raise my kids here. Wordberg and more or less, we serving you with the best. Words and the verse is perfect for any guest. Spit fresh, rhyme around the clock, never rest. At home on the mic, it's a permanent address. More or less in Wordberg, you remember the names. The residents whose last known address never changed. The neighbors don't complain if we get too loud. We don't move off the mic, we just move the crowd. Yo, that's Wordberg, love. And that's more or less. And the MIC is our permanent address. Yo, that's Wordberg, love. And that's more or less. And the MIC is our permanent address.
Did you just call me an idiot?
No.